Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message. Hey everybody, so happy to be with you today on this awesome day. I hope you're having a great day this morning or afternoon for you. We just got done with Valentine's Day, and I started a message that I would love to just expand a little bit on. We were talking about fear versus love, and I entitled the message, There Is No Fear in Love, and perfect love drives out all fear. And I think that in the body of Christ, sometimes we have a lot of hidden fears. We don't realize that we carry them. We don't realize that they're there. They're hidden. I think those are the most dangerous and potent types of fears. The Bible calls it a spirit of fear. And I think that more so now than ever, we have to be a people that are free from any kind of fear. Fear of future, fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of what others are going to do to me, fear of love. Sometimes we don't open up. I find that in ministry, sometimes people are very guarded. They guard their hearts. They're afraid to let people in. Fear will always lead you to a lack of commitment. Fear has a just so many manifestations. Sometimes even in the physical, it can affect you. Palpitations, panic attacks, anxiety. I mean, just this last service, we prayed over people who had battled anxiety, depression, all kinds of stuff. And the enemy has really people so bound by the spirit. And God speaks to us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. And he said that he's not given us, there's no fear in love at all. And he's not given us that spirit of fear. But perfect love casts out all fear. And so it's important for us to receive the spirit of adoption, where the Bible says that we can cry out, Abba, Father. And so we are not called to live in fear. Fear paralyzes us. We are not good manifest, or I should say this, we do not represent God well when we carry a spirit of fear. So it's very important for us to be free of fear. Now, what kind of love is this that God speaks to me out of 1 John chapter 4, verse 18? And he says, perfect love casts out all fear. Well, I'm in pursuit of that perfect love. I want to know what that perfect love looks like. Oftentimes, we've not defined what perfect love, we just think love. But if there's a perfect love, it leads me to understand that there is an imperfect love. So if God is saying that the perfect love drives out all fear, then the imperfect love, there's got to be an imperfect love, or there's got to be an elementary kind of love, or an immature kind of love. Well, that word perfect that drives out all fear is actually from the word mature. So it's mature love that drives out all fear. So that's the love that we have to be in pursuit of. And so what kind of love is this perfect love? Well, it's what Corinthians talks about in chapter 13, because real love, true love, mature love, it requires endurance. Love doesn't give up. Love doesn't quit. Love isn't easily offended. The real mature love is not elementary love. It is a true love, agape from God. And so that kind of love is not easily offended. It's not, it hopes all things. It believes all things. Love will never fail us. And so that's where fear of failure is. The fear of failure is where there is an absence of love. Wherever you find an absence of love in your life, that's where the spirit of failure is going to be. Fear of rejection. You're not going to walk in the fullness of who you were called to be. And so that's important to really define and understand. Perfect love. I'm in pursuit of it. I've been studying it. I'm still marinating on it, because that love, perfect love, it will always, it's a kind of love that is so mature to such an extent that you don't walk away from it. You easily forgive. It's that kind of perfect love that's going to drive out any kind of fear in your life. And so I love one of the Psalms that David wrote in Psalm 34. He said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. So David understood that. He confronted Goliath. He was on the run from Saul, who wanted to take his life. And so that David understood. He had an attitude that was in fierce pursuit of casting out any form of fear. He understood that we were supposed to walk with confidence. See, you have a position in Christ. Your position in Christ is to be a king and a priest. And when you walk in your position, your God-given position, which is you are a king, you are a priest, you are a son, you are a daughter of God, it doesn't matter how you feel. This isn't about emotions. This is about your place. This is about your position. And I've said it before, but oftentimes we walk in our conditions and we don't walk in our position. You are called to walk in your position.
You have a position in the body of Christ. You are a son and daughter. That's why the Bible says that he did not give us a spirit of fear that puts us back into slavery. It says, but he's given us a spirit of sonship, adoption, in which we cry, Abba, Father. And so when the spirit of adoption falls on you, there is such a confidence, if you will, and you know that the Father is protecting you. Well, oftentimes we didn't grow up in that kind of atmosphere. We grew up maybe in a fearful atmosphere or in a, you know, just we weren't brought up in that kind of agape perfect love. I mean, very few people do. And so oftentimes we don't understand this perfect love casts out all fear. And so in that love with God, as you start to have this relationship with God and you're in seeking pursuit of this God, fears start to leave you. You're no longer afraid of man. You're not afraid of this, afraid of that. And fears start to suddenly just leave you. And so I want to leave you with this last scripture because it's really touched my heart. And I mean, this is powerful. Hear God. And he speaks to us in Luke chapter 10. And I'll have to come back to you because I'm still marinating with the scripture. But Luke chapter 10, verse 25 through 37. You could read it at your own leisure and your own time. But hear God. He's speaking to us. And here is this lawyer who comes up to God or Jesus and says, what is the greatest commandment? And so Jesus tells him, you know, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart. Look what he says, Luke chapter 10. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And then he says, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. He said, if you do these two things, you will have fulfilled everything. And so I gave the example. It's like you taking a test. You go into a classroom setting and here your instructor, your professor says, I'm going to give you a test. And here is, you know, 100 questions. But if you get number one and number two correctly, the rest of the examination is going to be correct. Well, that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, listen, guys, I'm going to give you two commandments. You fulfill these two commandments, you will get the rest right. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And if you think about it, that's the first commandment. In other words, we have to talk about core values. We have to talk about priorities. What is really my priority? If God is my priority, then I'm going to make decisions based out of that commandment. And he's commanding me, which means I can do it. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart. So if my heart is loving God, that means that I'm going to guard my heart. I'm not going to let just anything come in or any garbage come in. He said, with all my mind. Is it possible to love the Lord your God with all your mind? Yes, because it is with the mind that we serve the Lord, the Bible says. And so the mind will be guarded. Why? Because I love God. I will want to have pure thoughts. I will want to guard my mind because I love him. He says, with all your mind, with all your soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. I'm not going to want to do certain things because I love him. He's my priority. He's at the core of my life. So I'm going to value what he values. I'm going to love what God is loving. And so when you are serving God that way, you're prioritizing correctly, you're going to make decisions based out of that relationship. Listen, if you only have one reason as to why you're serving God, you're going to quit on God. If you say, well, I need to go to church or I need to serve God because I'm going through this difficulty. If that's the only reason, you're going to fall away. We don't serve God because, sometimes it leads us to that, but we serve God because we love him, you know? And so when you think about that, Jesus did not come out down from that cross. What nailed him to the cross was his love for you. That's why Jesus was nailed on the cross, because he loves you. This kind of agape love can only come from that perfect love, the mature love. He starts to mature you and grow you up. It can only come from you seeking the Father. It can only come from the Father. It can't come from humans. It can only come from God. And then he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And look at the second commandment. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I love the lawyer's response. He said, who's my neighbor? And Jesus just ignored him. He said, your neighbor. Then he goes on to tell a parable about a man who was on the floor and he had been beat up, et cetera, et cetera. That's for another podcast. But I will say this to you. Many people don't love themselves. And so when we don't love ourselves, we can't love other people. I've been guilty. I've been guilty of even leading out of fear instead of love. We've all been guilty of that. And so it's important for us to understand that the perfect love is the one that drives out all fear. How do I get there? How do I get this perfect love? Listen, to perfect your love, you have to guard the relationships that are godly in your life. When Satan wants to take you out, he'll bring a relationship. When God wants to take you up, he'll bring a relationship. You have to examine your relationships because iron sharpens iron. Godly relationships are very key and very important because listen to me, listen to what I'm going to say. Godly friendships that God brings to you are there and they're orchestrated because God wants to see you free. I will know if there is a godly relationship in my life because it leads me closer to God. It doesn't put me back to bondage. It leads me to freedom. And so knowing that, you can discern who those relationships are. Once I understand which godly friendships God has orchestrated for me to keep my deliverance, then it's important for me to cultivate those relationships. Because as I cultivate it, as I grow, love always commits. And as I do that, there's going to be, in that cultivation, there's going to be a mature love that's going to start to arise from that. And so I just want to encourage you. Listen, we just came out of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day should be every day. I think it's just kind of very commercialized. I believe that love is something that we need to cultivate. We need to grow in. We need to mature in. I think more so now than the body of Christ, because the Bible says that in the end times, the love of many is going to grow cold. We got to guard our hearts. We've got to protect this love. We got to understand that it's perfect love that is driving out all fear. Maybe you're battling fear. And right there, I'm going to pray for you. And I just pray that every spirit of fear is bound. And I just bind that spirit of fear over each and every one of you. You're afraid of the future. You're afraid that the promises of God are not going to come to pass. I bind that spirit of fear. And just right where you're at, begin to renounce that thing. Begin to say, get out of my life. You know, you are bullying my life. Listen, the enemy is a bully. And he's going to keep stealing until you stop and take your authority. You've got to take back your authority. You've got to stand up in the name of Jesus. And you got to tell that demon, in the name of Jesus, you've been stealing from me and no more. And so you got to rise up in the name of Jesus. And so I call that's the spirit of adoption to follow each and every one of you. I call a spirit of adoption that makes you cry out, Abba, Father. I call that over each and to every one of your lives. If you strayed from God, come back to him. Just repent right where you're at. Tell that spirit of fear to go. Tell that spirit of anxiety to go. You take authority over it in the name of Jesus. And say, I bind it in Jesus' name. And I release the spirit of adoption. And I declare that you're going to grow in the perfect agape love. I feel God's presence real strong in my hands. I feel like God is delivering somebody and I feel like God is healing somebody. There is somebody that's watching me and you've been going through a lot of pain. There's a lot of pain in your heart. I release the spirit of adoption. Listen, you are daddy's little girl. You are daddy's boy. He loves you. He's protecting you. He's not there to hurt you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. You're safe with him. Open your heart up completely and God is going to heal you. I release that spirit of adoption over your life like it came over mine years ago. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. I want to bless everybody. I thank you so much for tuning in. Go check out our Instagram, our Facebook, and you can go actually follow me on Twitter as well. I post a lot of really good, awesome, delicious nuggets every day that you can just go meditate on throughout the day. And please follow me on Twitter. Please go seek us out. I've got my new book out on intercession. Go check it out. Please follow me. If you have any questions, you can go and check out even our site there that we have at www.ignitemovement.org. You can go to our website there as well. And if you have any questions, as far as our podcast is concerned, you can send and submit all our questions to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. At Gmail. And so I got my group here. So I thank you so much for tuning in. Till next time, and I just bless your life.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.